Verse 13, why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of the matters. Job needs to understand God didn't have to report back to any board. He is not responsible to any group, and he's not subject to public opinion. God doesn't move like that. Men do. Now, there is a great truth that he is going to emphasize here, and that is that this man Job is saying, I'm clean without transgression, I'm innocent, there's no iniquity in me. And he makes this great statement here. He says, God is greater than man. And that's a simple statement, and yet it's a great statement, because so many people take the place of God today. A lot of Christians do, by the way. They propose to tell you why certain things happen. I hear some Christians, it seemed to me, that they, at least they feel they've got a private line into heaven. They get the latest, you know, just right off the wire. I doubt that sincerely. I do not believe that at all, that we're not greater than God. There's a great deal we don't know. But there's one great truth. You find it, for instance, in Psalm 11:5. And that is the whole sense, now the argument of this man Elihu, God trieth the righteous. In Psalm 11:5, God trieth the righteous. And there's no grace and truth in what these other men had said. But there's grace and truth both in this. God trieth the righteous. God has a purpose back of it all. And he's doing it for a purpose. And this man Job made himself, why, he is pure. And he's in a position that God has made a big mistake to treat him as he has. In other words, he's greater than God. It's a simple statement, but this is the thing that's in the heart of a great many folk today. Not just the atheist, and not just the agnostic, not just the unbeliever. But many believers take that kind of a position, and we need to recognize God is greater than man, and he's not responsible to you, friends. Great men, why does God let this happen to me? Well, I guess he'll have to get out a special delivery letter or send you a telegram, let you know. No, he doesn't. You're to trust him, my friend. He's greater than you are, and he moves in truth and in grace. And what God does, God is right in doing this. And he goes on to say here, why dost thou strive against him? In 33:13, he giveth not account of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. How many times does God have to say it to us? In a dream, in a vision of the night? And I still believe it's possible out on the frontier. But God is speaking in his word today, friends. You've got the word of God. Don't trust any dream you've had. God is speaking to you in his word.